Okay, good morning. We are doing the candles of Havdalah. She's sponsored by four Shemot of Ben Sion Reuven, Ben Shendel, and Orit Bat Rachel Esther. So we are Reish Tzadi Chet. Aleph. Mevarech al Neber Borei Mirei Ha'esh Im Yeshlo. If you have a fire, or a candle basically, with a flame, then you say the bracha of Borei Mirei Ha'esh. And why is it plural? Because there are many different shades of fire. Blue, red, orange, yellow, white. Okay, so we know what's the reason. Because it was on Motzei Shabbos that God had Adam discover how to make fire. Right, with sticks and stones, you rub them together, and there you go. So I saw a dafka on Motzei Shabbos, and only Motzei Shabbos. One Saturday night passes, we no longer say Beremir Ha'esh, you lose it until the next week. Okay, V'ein Sarich Lachzor Acharav. But you don't have to make yourself crazy for it. You don't have it, you don't have it, no big deal. It's not a chiyuv, it's a plus to say it, and it's to say it with Havdalah, ideally. Okay, we'll see. It could be said any time at night, even not during Havdalah. Lachatchila, we say it during Havdalah, but it could be said any time, before or after. Okay. Let's keep reading. V'hani milu Motzei Shabbos. That's only Motzei Shabbos. Aval Motzei Yom Kippurim, yesh yomim shemachazer acharav. If it's Motzei Yom Kippur, some say, no, it's really important. And you should put an effort to say the bracha, not just if it's convenient. Okay. All right. And the difference for Yom Kippur, the reason why we say it for Yom Kippur is we want to make a strong hecker to show that on Yom Kippur, even though it's a Yom Tov, and Ochel Nefesh is not allowed. Every other holiday, Yom Tov, you're allowed to use fire and to cook with it. And obviously it's not from scratch, at least in the Rabbanan, but you're allowed to use fire. On Yom Kippur, you can't use it at all. Hagah. Yesh, so therefore you want to use, and that's why you want it to be a fire that was, for Yom Kippur it's important, that it was there throughout all of Yom Kippur, and it's to show that while it was on Yom Kippur, you didn't use it for Ochel Nefesh. And so typically you use a fire that was there from Erev Yom Kippur. We'll see, when it comes to Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Shabbos a candle that was lit already from Friday. That's not a problem. It doesn't have to be a brand new flame on Motzei Shabbos. But that's the only time to say the bracha is on Motzei Shabbos. Agah. Misha ein lo kos lehavdil. If you don't have a cup of wine to say Havdalah, so we learned you don't say Havdalah. If you don't have a cup of wine, you just wait. You say Baruch HaMavdil, those words. You say it in Shemona Esrei, but you don't say the bracha, the full bracha of HaMavdil, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMavdil, V'chule, with Hashem's name, HaMavdil min Kadesh Hachom. Okay, so in a case when you don't have, when you can say Havdalah, Kishiro eh eish mevarech alav. L'chena bebesamim. As we just mentioned, the besamim and the eish are not completely kashur, intertwined, or dependent on Havdalah. You can say it. Right now you don't know when you're going to get a cup of wine. Maybe in a few hours, it may be the next day. You don't know if you're going to get it. So then you can go ahead and say I eish or besamim right now. Whereas the gvul, if you know you're going to get one in a few hours, so then maybe it's probably better to wait. You can do whatever you want. It's probably better to wait until Havdalah, but you don't have to. Okay. Okay, bet. Mitzvah min ha-mubchar levarech ala avuka. Ideally, one is supposed to say the bracha of Havdalah, the fire that we use, it should be called an avuka, right? I think it's commonly translated as a torch. Halachically, it means more than one wick, or more than one source. And the pashtut, it means, many poskim say, by definition, the flames have to be touching. This is not 100% clear, or questionable if it's necessary, but many say that it is necessary for the two flames to be touching. The wicks don't have to be touching. The candles don't have to be touching, but the flames have to be touching. Okay, v'yesh mi she'omer, shim ein lo avuka tzarech lahadlik ner acher, l'tzarech havdalah chutz mi ha'ner miyuchad la'ir ba'bayit. And so really, Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to use a single candle, like a single Hanukkah candle, a single Shabbos candle. It's got one wick, and there's no two flames. According to Halacha, it's 100% mutter to say Abdallah on such a candle. It's only a mitzvah min a muvchar to use an avuka. Now, so if you're in a case where you don't have a double candle, you're not holding two candles together, so then what do? You just say it on one. And so some have the chumrah that the candle that you're using for Havdalah should not be the same candle that you have already lit for you to get light with and that you're using all evening for your house. Obviously in those days they used candles, so that was a common occurrence. Now it's a different ballgame. Okay, so lechatchila you should light a separate candle. That's what some, right? And we're going to see, the main thing is the candle has to be supplying light. So, and it lit for that reason. But it was to light up the whole house. So technically it's okay. Certainly b'diavad. Question is, lechatchila, should you light another one for a kavod of Havdalah? Okay, so we know that one candle's okay. Mikar adin, 100% okay. You can use a single match. You can use a single lighter. Okay. Hagah. Venir shiyesh lo shtei petilot mikre avuka. And once it has two wicks, that's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, he explains, if you have two wicks in a bowl of oil, that's fine. And some also point out, lechatchila we use, based on Magen Avraham quotes there, that basically, lechatchila should be wax. Okay? If you have two wicks that are in one bowl of wax, and the two wicks come out together, so the Mishnah Berurah calls that one wick for all intents and purposes. It's not called an avuka. In order for it to be avuka, obviously it's two wicks. But the point is to be a din of avuka, you want to have a bigger light. That was the mitzvah min amuvchar. It should be a greater ke'ilu, a bonfire. Like that would be even, in other words, more honorable. So therefore, it has to be the fire for it to be bigger. It has to be a little bit more spread apart. That's the way the halacha was designed, keeping it simple. That means at least two wicks that are separate when you have the flames touching. So if you have a candle, he points out of wax, but at least there's a drop of wax in between the two wicks, that's good enough. Or two wicks that are not touching in a bowl of oil, or like we said, wax, that's fine. What's most common is nowadays, when you buy a Havdalah candle, it's made out of completely two, strands of wax, however you call it, two separate candles that are intertwined. So that's for sure not a problem, because all the wicks are all completely separate. What you do have is an issue, according to some or many, is it's if you have these Havdalah candles, and sometimes, especially if they get a little older, sometimes you have two wicks that are coming out, that stay on fire, or sometimes the middle ones don't work anymore, and then you have the two flames are not touching each other. So you're holding up two flames, but they're not touching each other. So that's, we'll leave it as a tzarachin if that's okay. Yeah, it's discussed. Okay? I think that covers. Okay, so let's go on. We're in Gimel, right? Gimel. Nohagim listakel bechapot hayadayim uvat sipor nayim. So there's a custom to, when you say Avdalah, to look at your fingers and your nails. Okay, so we mentioned a couple of reasons yesterday. We're going to see another one. The idea is, and we're going to see, you'll understand when we read Dalet, that you need to be benefiting from the light, or at least able to be benefiting from the light. Really, you just have to be able to benefit from the light. You don't mamash have to be benefiting. It's not like a bracha on eating food, but you need to be that close. And when you're looking at your fingers and nails, you're demonstrating that you can, and confirming that you're able to get benefits. So that's good. So let's keep reading. Haga, v'yesh lirot batziporne yad yamin. Ideally, look at the nails of your right hand. V'lechazakos biyad simol. Because you always like to do with your right hand, which the ikar part of the center part of the mitzvah that you're doing right now. So right now you're concentrating on Buramira Esh, so therefore you should be using your right hand to look at the fire, right? You look at the nails of the right hand. But You don't want to put down the cup of wine completely because it's still part of Havdalah, so you keep it up in your left hand. Obviously, if you run out of hands, it's another story. And b'di'evad, you don't have to be holding it, but here we go. V'yesh lichpot ha'atzvot l'toch hayad. And ideally, the Rama says, how do you do it? You fold over your fingers, so that you're looking at toch hayad, into your palm of your hand. Sha'az, what are you looking at? Roe batzipor na'im. You're looking at your nails. You're looking on the outside of or the back side of your fingers. Ima kapot bevat achat velo yire penei atzbot shebifnim. The point is, you could be looking at the part of your palm of your hand. That's fine. Some like to look at the lines. Okay. But the point is, that he's talking about is, the Rama says, you don't want to be looking at the underneath, the inside of your fingertips, where you have all your the fingerprints. You don't want to be looking at the fingertips from the inside, you only want to be looking at the fingertips from the outside. And he gets this from the Zohar. He doesn't explain. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah or others, some explain. But anyways, the Kitzer, just as a, for whatever understanding I have, if you look at the Zohar, it explains, or some of the Mefarshim explain, because the fire resembles, we're getting through this fire of Eish, and when we say the Bracha, we are help channeling Kochos of Kedusha, of He'ara, of Shabbos, into the week. And the week is, it's the weekday, or Malchus, and the fire is Eish Malchus, and the fire is, the Kochos that we're bringing from the fire, it's higher and it goes lower down to the level of the week. We're trying to bring the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week. And the backhand and the nails, the klipa, represents lower levels of Kedusha, of Kochos in the world. And the inside of the finger, the inner side, represents Atzilus, or higher levels, or Chesed, or higher levels of Kedusha. And it's not really befitting the light of Kedusha that we get from the candle or from Havdalah or the Kedusha of Shabbos that we're getting that's coming into the week. It's on an in-between level between what represents the inside of the fingers and the backhand of the fingers. Okay. So anyway, Yishayon od bifnim. Dalit. Ein mevarchin al aner achia otu le'oro. So the halacha says, when do you say the bracha of looking at the candle? You have to look at the candle. You have to see the flame. Well, here it's saying you have to get benefit. You have to be, when you see the light, you have to be in a position where you can get benefit. Lav dafka you mamish get benefit. Okay, perhaps you need to. I don't think so. Okay, so the point is you need to at least be close enough. Dahainu, what does that mean? Achia otula oro. You have to be close by. Close enough. B'chdeish yucha lahakir bein madbea medina zo lemadbea medina acheret. You have to be close enough that if you put up two different coins, I don't know if it has to be from two different medinas, but the idea is, you have to be close enough that you could get benefit, that if you were to hold up two coins, you can see the difference. Maybe heads and tails. Of a quarter we're familiar with. But anyways, that's the idea that you have to be close enough. You need to see we're going to see. There's two requirements. You need to be close enough to get the benefit, and you need to actually see the flame. Those are the two things you need, and then you're good enough to say the bracha. If you're far away, and you can see a flame going, you know that there is a flame. You can't say the bracha. Or if you hear someone saying it, you're not yotze. You have to later on light your fire yourself and do it again. If you can see the flame from a distance, but you're too far to get any benefit, then it also doesn't count. You're not yotze. You should go ahead and repeat it. Okay. Hey. Ein mevarchin al haner shelo shavat mimalechat avira lafuke or shehudlak lechayo lechole. So the candle that we use Friday night has to be, Motzei Shabbos, the candle from Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah, has to be from a fire that was not used be'isser on Shabbos. It has to be that it was lit before Shabbos, or it was lit after Shabbos, there was no avera done with it, or It could be that it was lit during Shabbos if it was mutter to light during Shabbos. Either you had a goy do it for you, for if it's not pikuach nefesh, or a Jew lit it because it is pikuach nefesh, like for a chay or a chole. Correct?
Okay.
Then it's okay, exactly. Because it's only, it could be lit on Shabbos if it was done beheter. That's right. But if it was done be'isser, that's the problem. Shekevan shelo hudlak la'avera mevarchin alav. Since it wasn't done for an avera, you're allowed to say a bracha on it. Aval, im hiliko yudi v'shabbos kevan she'im haya madliko Yisrael haya over. But even if a goy is not chayiv in Shabbos. This is a little strange, but this is the halacha. Even if, or counterintuitive, I don't know if I'd say strange. Even if a goy lights a candle on Shabbos, then you can't use it. Unless he did it for a tzara chola. Because if a Jew would have lit in it, in other words, it's not a light, lo shavah melechat avera mikre. Because we want a candle that was used, that's not in the form of an avera. Again, it wasn't mamish and avera done with this flame, but it has the status of, it's not a fire that was heter for Shabbos. Right, that's kapara from Chazal. Ve'ein mevarchin al ur shel avodah zara, and we don't use a flame of avodah zara. Okay. Just to point out. Now, in general, again, it really depends. Right. So, in general, it's just as a general rule. We assume if you see a candle right after Shabbos by a non-Jew, that it was lit by the non-Jew on Shabbos. So a stum candle, Motzei Shabbos, and again, it depends on the scenario, but it's, generally speaking, if it's a candle, Motzei Shabbos, we assume he lit it on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot use it. Depends, obviously, if it's a restaurant and they only open up at night, then you can assume otherwise. But really, anyways, whatever. So then, even if a Jew, we mentioned, even if the goy did it for himself, we still have this akpara not to use it. Okay. So, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, when we say it's a candle of avodah zarah, if the source, the nutrients, the wax, the oil is of aser of avodah zarah, then the shalhevet that comes from it, it's continuation of it, and then we say you're not allowed to get benefit from it. But that's primarily. It's not exactly necessarily mi'ikar adin, unless it's really only mi'ikar adin. If it was lit for avodah zarah, then you're not allowed to, and that's only while it's still attached. But if a Jew goes to that fire and takes another flame from that shalhevet, then that's okay. And the shalhevet itself, we say ein bo mamish. It's not okay. Not so common. Anyway, Prima Gadim points out just better to stay away from it. Okay, let's go to Vav. Oved kochavim shehidlik b'motzei Shabbat miYisrael. So a non-Jew, he lights it on Motzei Shabbos from a Yisrael. No problem, because assuming you're watching it and it's not done in a party of a goyim and he didn't do a l'shem l'avodah zarah, it's not a problem. If a Jew lights it on Motzei Shabbos and then the goy takes it from him or vice versa, or Yisrael me'oved kochavim, that's also not a problem. Mevarchid alav, no problem. If a goy lights it on Motzei Shabbos himself, so it happens to be a little bit chokit, okay. Aval oved kochavim shehidlik me'oved kochavim ein mevarchin alav. This is no machloket. If a non-Jew lights it on Motzei Shabbos and then another non-Jew takes it from him and extends it to another candle, then we don't. Really, there wouldn't be no problem. The issue is, it's based on, do you make a gzera? Do you make a gzera? Here, you would say a gzera. The question, if a non-Jew lights it himself on his, that's a machloket if you make a gzera or not. Here, it's because it's a goy to a goy, you're going to make a gzera that you might come to use from a goy who lights it on Shabbos itself. Just to avoid having it lit on Shabbos itself. So, in this case, since it's a gzera l'gzera, again, not a very common scenario, but then b'diavad, it would be, your bracha would work, you'd be yotzei b'diavad. At least that's one of the main opinions brought down. Okay, I think we'll go on. Uvemotzei Yom Kippurim, em avarchin al ner shilek Yisrael merekachavim. And a Jew who lights it from a non-Jew on Motzei Yom Kippur, right, we assume was not there from before Shabbos, and therefore you can't use it. All right, we have to, for Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, you want to make sure it was there all Shabbos, all Yom Kippur, near Shishabbos. So, therefore, you can't light it from somebody else on Motzei Shabbos. Unless you know it's from a Jew and you can rely on him that it was there all Yom Kippur. Okay. Zayin. Haya halech chutzakach vera'a ur. So, scenario is, walking Motzei Shabbos, you didn't hear Avdallah yet, and you're walking in the forest, and you're coming close to this, to a city, you're traveling, you didn't bring the stuff you need for Avdallah, but you just want to say Ha'esh, Beremir Ha'esh. So if you see light, fire, from a city, what's the halacha? Im Ruban Goyim, if it's mostly non-Jews, Eim Mevarchin Alav, you can't say the bracha Mir Ha'esh. Because we assume maybe it was lit on Shabbos. V'im Ruban Yisrael, but if most of them are Jewish, or afilu mechza al mechza, or half the inhabitants are Jewish and half are non-Jewish, so then mevarchin alav. And obviously, I think we're assuming from, because that's otherwise, and some non-people, unfortunately, some of them they light candles on Shabbos. So we're talking about from. So if half and even half and half, it's good enough. Mevarchin alav. So some explain why even half-half? Because, as I said, maybe it's mostly Yisrael, and even if you're going to tell me it's mostly non-Jewish, but maybe the Goy lit it on Motzei Shabbos. We don't know that a Goy lit it on Shabbos, we're just assuming to be on the safe side, or Chazaka maybe, but it's not, so therefore when you have a filo mechza al mechza, you can. Okay. Chet. If you have a fire that comes out of sticks and stones, you could say a bracha on it. But if you make a fresh fire on Motzei Yom Kippur, we said already, you don't say a bracha. Tet. Gechalim abo'ara kokach. She'ilu machnis kesam b'neihem hu nidlak mevarchin alayhem. Let's say you have shiny coals, burning coals, so they are giving off some light, but you don't necessarily have a real flame over here, since if it's a situation where they're burning hot, and if you were to put a little piece of wood in between them, it would just go up in flames. That's good enough, because you're seeing the coals, and they're hot, and it's good enough. And that's assuming that these purpose of the coals are not to warm the house, but to light up the room. Because it has to be, I think we mentioned, the purpose of the fire that we're using has to be for light. Not for kavod, we're about to talk about that quite a bit, and not for the sake of warming up. It has to be for light. Okay, so let's see this inside it. Yud. Ur shall keep shan b'tchilat sreifat halevinim ein mevarchin alav she'az einu asur l'ha'ir. If it's a fire, you're inaugurating your new furnace. And the purpose of the fire is to, it could be for cooking, it could be completing the process of making your furnace. So then it's not done to light up the house, you do not say, Beremir Eish on such a fire. But afterwards, after you already used it, as a Asur La'ir Mevarchin Alav, and once you already used it, so then, if the fire is also to, it could be a dual purpose, but if it's also to light up your house, right? Again, those only until recently we have light bulbs in our house, so it's a different world. So they used to use that to light up their house as well. Yud Aleph, Ner Beit Knesset. Now what about the candles in a shul? So again, the basic yesod, again, it's fairly simple. If the candles in the shul, or any candles you have, are to light up, to give you light to read from, then you say the bracha, even if it's not solely for the purpose of Havdalah. But if it's to give honor to the shul, to kavod to the shechina, then you don't. So that's really what the question is. And again, in our days, generally speaking, any candle that you light, it's kimat always only the kavod of the Beit Knesset, because we have light bulbs. No one lights a candle or a little candle by the Ner Tami to get light in the room. In general, every case can be done by its own. And you can also, Mishnah Berurah and others point out, you can just, if you have a candle that was done for kavod, you can just extinguish it and then relight it for a second. And when you relight it, right now you're having it in mind, it's for Havdalah. That's fine too. It doesn't matter that the bowl is generally for kavod, you can relight it for the purpose of also doing Havdalah. So I'll just read that inside. Ner shel beit kneset im yesham adam chashuv mevarchin alav. If there's an important person in the shul, so we, in that case, we assume it wasn't just lit for the kavod of the shul, it was lit for this important person, because he's always coming to learn. We want to make sure he always has light on to learn from, or whatever he's doing there. V'im lav, and if not, im mevarchin alav. Because then we assume it's only for kavod, and you can't say the bracha of Avdalav, of Eish. V'yesh omrim behefech, and some say, no, it's an exact opposite explanation in the Gemara, but really, it really just depends on each case by itself. So, v'im yesh shamash she'ochel sham mevarchin alav. For example, let's say there's a shamash, that's where he eats. I don't know, where he counts the money for the show. Whatever he's doing, he always uses that same light, not only for kavod for the show, but for himself. So then that's okay. You say the bracha, because it's also used for light. And not when you have a bright light, though, coming from a bright moon, because, again, in those days, if there was a bright moon shining through the window, they wouldn't waste the candle, and they wouldn't use it, and he didn't use it at all. He got more light from the moon. Whatever. So, anyways, depends on the situation. You'd bet. Im mevarchin al ner shel meitim. We don't say bracha on a candle that's specifically for meitim. Let's say you're carrying the body. If there's a custom to have a candle, also a ner for yartzeit. We don't. If you have a ner that's only for lit for yartzeit, you also don't use that for havdalah, unless you have a mind that's for both. That's another story. To also be meir, but anyways, generally speaking, we wouldn't use it. She'enu asur la'ayir, but if it's a candle for meitim, it's just meant to give off light. It's not meant to give off light. Hilchach meit shayu molichin lefan of ner ilo tziu bayom. So we're talking about a light that you would have lit anyway, if it's day or night, even if you brought him out, you did the levaya during the day. In this case, it came out at night, but you're not doing it to see, you're doing it for the kavod. So you don't say a bracha on it. Okay, we'll finish tomorrow.